Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, looks like we've overcome the technical challenge.
Conference recording, press 1. To return to the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
And good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Tuesday, December 4, 2018. Terrific Tuesday. Yours truly, RayRen98 here, along with...
Okay, good morning, TNT. All right, I know it's been a long time coming. So, let me start off with this before we get started so nobody gets in any trouble or anything else. Guys, I got to tell you guys know, well, you got the tweets yesterday. So, things are happening. Some people text me and tell you guys I was having my own system worked on yesterday morning. I'm just telling you guys this, and Ray was doing some things. So we had a very simple saying that I know a lot of people have heard before, but I want to remind people of it. That's all. You know, what one day is given, the next day is expected, and the day after is demanded. Because that can't work here. I mean, we're probably doing more than you guys even realize every day, just getting up 3-4 in the morning, answering calls from overseas here and making calls and trying to connect this together. I've said several times there's only about 100 people out of, you know, 20,000 that's on a call today, or the 50, 60,000 that's going to listen to it when they get home is even donating. So to call and start demanding that we do this and do that and we notify you, you know, that might be crossing the line there a little bit. Especially, Ray, we already told you. So we're doing the best we can do while we can do it. And I mean, look yourself in the mirror. Should you even be complaining at all, demanding anything? I know 100 of you can say, well, I did my part. And we did. But everybody else, let's just keep doing what we're doing. Let's all be a team. Let's ride this thing out. It's almost over. But you're sending Ray some texts that he don't want to see. Okay? He just don't want to see. So let's not do that part. Now let's get started with the day. All right, Ray, you ready?
I don't have that problem anymore.
You don't have that problem anymore?
No, I instructed the ones that have my number what not to do again. Now, the ones that have your number,
you
wanted to treat them.
Okay, you're echoing really bad.
One second here. We go from one issue to the other with this system. Well, that's... Oh. All right. Wasn't. I think we got it.
Got it?
I hear the echo.
I don't hear it anymore. All right, we are having some challenges, but you guys already knew Ray was going to be traveling, so we were going to have this kind of thing over the weekend anyway. So let's get started with the news. You got anything? Did you put anything out?
No updates that were worthy of putting out to the room. So.
Okay. I know you guys are excited. You got a whole lot of questions, so we're just going to go, let me tell you this. We got nothing from the banks because nobody has seen any changes yet. We have no rate changes yet as far as over here. The last word we got from the banks is they're just waiting for a go signal. So that's on this side. Did talk to my guy from Iraq this morning. He said the same thing he's been saying. I keep telling you, don't worry. It's done. It's done, but everybody says it's not done till it's done. He said you will see it before the end of the year. So we know that they're trying to get all of the ministers in place. Is the big holdup? Yeah. Why? Why? We need the ministers. They are very much making it public today. If you guys didn't believe me, then read the articles. Maliki has come out today and said that Iran and Saudi Arabia will not use Iraq to team up against Iran. I mean, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia will not use Iraq to team up against Iran. Maliki said he's not going to let it happen, even though he doesn't have a position yet. He's still political power. We know that has been the fight the whole time. The U.S. has come out and said, which we know, that they're going to do everything they can for Saudi Arabia, including letting them get away with murder, because we need them to help us influence Iraq against Iran. So you guys get on CNN and you can explain to them why the U.S. isn't doing anything against Saudi Arabia right now, because we need them to team up with Iraq against Iran. That is the big fight that's going on right now. And the whole world should be aware of it. It's why the last two ministers haven't been picked. Over the weekend, I got a list of all eight ministers. Everybody's name, every position. We're ready to go. Then yesterday, we're not ready to go. Then we're going to vote on Tuesday, and we're not going to vote on Tuesday. Then we're going to Parliament 12 o'clock Tuesday morning. We're going to vote. An article came out and said, okay, they voted on five. They didn't vote on eight. They did vote on five, and five of them passed. So they got three left. Hour and a half ago, article comes out and says they didn't vote because everybody got up and walked out of Parliament, so the vote didn't take place. So which one is it? Because we're going to wait another couple hours and see what actually happens. I'm going to wait for my guy to go and tell me what they're telling them, because at the time, we didn't have that information when I talked to him earlier this morning. But we know the vote is the key. That much we all know. It's the only thing they're waiting for is what the CBI is waiting for. It's what the U.S. is waiting for to see who's going to have the influence in Iraq. And again, let me tell you guys, they're using it as both the carrot and the stick. This is what you get if you do what we want. So they beat them upside with the carrot that they're going to have to eat later and enjoy it. So there's really not a bunch of questions about what we're doing, when we're doing it. Because we're like everybody else. We're waiting to see if they're ever going to go in there and officially do their vote. Ray.
Yes.
Yes, whole lot of noise.
Okay, I don't hear
anything. I know, because you're the one doing it. But anyway.
No, I'm just saying.
A whole lot of
usually that is
around.
The case.
Yeah. But anyway, all right, let's go to some questions. See if we can work through this thing. Sorry about my voice, guys. It is getting better though. I'm doing like a
okay.
Bit.
Okay. G. West.
Oh wait.
Want...
Let me say this.
Yes.
Wait. Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
First of all, I needed to say thank you for all you guys who showed up at the TNT event. I know some of you guys traveled a long way. We really appreciate that. And it was fun meeting you. I really wanted to say that. And then I needed to tell Mother Taylor from South Carolina and her daughter, Pamela, They sent me a care package on Saturday, and we really appreciate that. Okay? I'm having jelly on my toast. All right. All right. Let's go.
All right. G. Winston says, if we want a high rate but don't want to sign an NDA, can we negotiate said rate based on how much we're willing to let remain at the exchanging bank? Higher rate than rate? Is that what they're asking?
Yeah.
Higher rate than what the international rate is?
Yeah, he wants to go above what the current rate is, what it sounds like, and say, can I do that based on how much I have? Can you still go in there and negotiate? Yes, and I said, we have talked about that for years. I don't care what the rate is, guys. If I'm going in there and I say, hey, the rate's $4, but I know if I do the contract rate, it's $28.50. Is that available? And he says, yes, that's available. Well, you know what? I really don't want that contract rate, but I might be willing to negotiate on this $4. You know, if I leave 60-70% of my money in here, what rate can I get then? If we do it for 6 months, what rate can I get? If I do it for a year, what rate can I get? Because, well, a closed mouth doesn't get fed, right? Closed mouth does not get fed. So if you're not in there asking the question, you won't know the answer. Only thing that can happen, guys, when you're sitting down, you're thinking is he can either say yes or no. Or he can say, well, if you do this, then this is what I will do. But it has to be communication. You have to ask the question. You have to attempt some type of negotiation if that's what you want to do to let them know. And go from there, okay? What I do, yeah, hey, I know the rate's $4, and I've seen it go up by 50 cents every day so far, 20 cents, whatever it is. So at the next 10 days, it should be up to $6 or $7. Can I just get that rate right now while we're doing this, since I have this much? Or do I need to reschedule for a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday when the rate is already up there? Because when the rate's already up there, now I'm going to try and get another dollar or $2. But anyway, absolutely don't be afraid. If you have that large amount of currency that they're going to deal with, they're not going to deal with people who have, you know, just $1 million. They're not going to do that. Definitely not below $1 million. But, I mean, as far as negotiating over a period of time. But you're supposed to be able to get that contract rate. So let's see. All right, who's next?
Okay, ServantMan77 says, Tony, when you refer to 4:45 p.m. on Friday, one of the best times for the revaluation to be announced, are you referring to Eastern or Pacific time?
Always, always. The world, the financial market, districts, everything operates on Eastern time.
Okay. Gato says, Ray, will you be having any classes in Texas post-RV? Probably. At least one. KC
what?
Success.
In Texas?
Yes. Yeah, good old Texas.
All right. I'm going to leave him alone this morning. I'll give him to say something.
God bless Texas. KC Success says, the two ministers are not chosen tomorrow. This was from yesterday's set of questions. When will the U.S. step in to complete their government?
I don't know what the U.S. deadline is. Right now, I mean, that's what it is. So, the information, the defense and interior, the most two powerful positions in their government, besides, of course, being the prime minister. And both of us have reasons that we want them. And they both are basically to keep the other person out, Iran and the U.S. So they can have that marquee up there about the greatest fight ever yet to come, and it never comes. Or The other option is Mighty could just pick somebody in there and then have a fight on his own hands and say, who's going to help me? Because what happened over the weekend is their news has put out an article telling Sam Mighty is scared, he's chicken, he won't stand up for the people, and that he won't do it until the people hit the streets, which means riot in the streets and force him to do something. He said that he was going to pick them all today, and if Parliament didn't agree with him, he was going to resign. So we know that didn't happen. Well, so far it hasn't happened. We haven't gotten the article as far as that goes. But I don't know what the end date is. I think they know because they had eight names. Well, they didn't. The guy for defense minister, a bunch of the groups didn't want him. You know, they don't want him, guys, because of what we know, that they're still corrupt. They say, you know he's corrupt. He's with Maliki. He's corrupt. They're not intellectual, so they're not even qualified for those positions. Yet Maliki and Iran want him in there simply so they can control him. So how do they overcome all that is what we're waiting to see, when they're going to overcome all that. Now, they may have already done it. This could just be a show for us waiting for the date to get here. You know, whatever date it is in December that they decide they're going to do it, or whenever they decide they're going to do it, a way to drag it out to that date. Because my guy over there is saying, it's done. Don't worry. You're going to see it before the end of the year. But that's not what we're seeing. That's not what the articles are saying. Even if they did do these five, which we know, this is what we do know. Four of those five were already approved last time. They just didn't vote them in. So the five could be out, could be done today. And we're down to three. And they're just inching this thing along. But the last two are still going to probably be there unless Mighty decides to hold those positions himself, which he could do. There's going to be an issue. So, you know, it could drag out until, and I'm just putting this out there because I hope it's not, until all the sanctions start taking effect on Iran, and now they have Saudi involved in it, and, you know, they gave Iraq 45 days to do something with their energy, and they stopped buying it from them. So unless those things take effect a lot sooner than we thought they would, and Iran submits, I don't know when they're going to make this announcement. Because they're going to fight. Just like you would fight, like I would fight. It's for our economy, our country. Maliki's out there fighting for his very life because they're starting all the investigations. They just put three new groups together to investigate CBI and see where all the money went. And he knows, you know, just like over here, it may take a year or two, but they're going to catch you. They're going to get down to it. And he's fighting to make sure that doesn't happen. So I understand the fight. I just don't know who's going to win, and that's the part we're waiting for right now. Okay, Ray?
Okay. 7MMSTW says, it's been a week plus with 120 dinar rate in the market on the Iraq streets.
I can't hear you. You're cutting out.
I'll start again. It's been a week plus with 120 dinar rate in the market, Iraq streets. How can two rates with such a dramatic value difference exist while waiting on the RV? Someone has to be making a great profit between the two rates.
I'm not going to say they're not. Cause I don't know. I can tell you that that is the rate. We've gotten it from more than one source. That's what the market and the streets are living with. So it's not the international rate yet, but it is the in-country rate. Now, how long? The question would be, can they do it like that, have two dual rates? It's a question that has to be asked and still meet the requirements of the IMF that they're supposed to be meeting. So that's what we should be. It's been longer than a week now, I think. It's probably been 2 weeks. I can't remember the exact day. But it is. But something is going to have to happen, yes. It is public. And yes, I know you guys got excited when you saw Iraq was globally traded internationally. So let me explain that, because I know it's going to be a big question. So all these countries who didn't trade the dinar now say they trade the dinar. Now, I'm going to tell you guys this so you understand it, because I got some crazy stuff over the weekend. Can you hear me, Ray?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That real quiet. I don't know if I got cut off. All right.
No.
So, you guys pay attention. Real close. You got $5 in your hand. And I tell you that, hey, starting Monday morning or Tuesday morning, for every $5, I'm going to give you $6. What just happened? I established a rate with you. We're going to change $5, $6 from now on. For every $5 you can come up with, go cut grass, wash dishes, do babysitting, whatever you do. You come up with $5, I'm going to give you $6 every time. We're going to exchange that $5 for $6. Now, just because I told you that, just because I put it up in neon lights in the newspaper and broadcast it on the 6 o'clock news, did anything change between me and you? Nothing. Nothing, except now everybody knows I will give you $5 for $6. That's it. There's no billions and trillions of dollars that suddenly change hands all around the world. Guys, the money doesn't change until it actually changes. Until you actually give me the $5, I'm not going to give you $6. So no money moved anywhere around the world. Exchanges have to start taking place in order for it to be live. Now, can they start doing that? Yes, it's not going to be trillions of dollars at one time. We have a bunch of banks here in the U.S. who would not take the dinar. Can they feel comfortable taking the dinar now? Yes, they can, because they're listed on the global exchange. Will they take the dinar? It's up to each individual bank which currencies they want to deal with. So it's a good thing that Iraq, they are now globally traded again. Well, we know we already had a list of 70 banks that's buying and selling dinar already before that even happened. Major banks, Citibank's a major bank. They were doing that already. MasterCard was doing it in their system already. But was it a good thing? Yes. Because now, when they do revise or RV their currency, all the currencies are already in place. What they don't have to do is say, here's our currency, and now all of a sudden it's going to be $4, and now we got to connect with all these banks, because now they're all connected for the world to see, and all the rates can change instantly in the system, instantly already. So everybody will be aware of it. That's the good thing about what just happened, as far as them being listed in all the other countries and rates. The system is connected. We told you guys last weekend they were running some system checks. That was part of the checks that they were running to make sure everything was going there. And let me answer this right now, because I don't know. I know they did some exchanges in Reno, because I had somebody there. They were doing exchanges. They were by invitation only. I did not get a rate because they're doing some top secret mess, is what they call it anyway. But they were inviting people in and actually completing exchanges. Okay? All right, Ray?
Okay, Sunstar. Repeat question from last Wednesday. You were going to check the Iraqi citizens are getting their Master Visa cards in the USA.
Okay, yeah, you're really cutting out, but you know what? Hold on, guys. I'm going to make a phone call real quick. I'm going to do this real quick because I forgot to ask. So I'm going to see, can I ask real quick? So you guys just hold on for a second.
Let's see while he checks that. Give you something to listen to.
So, yeah, I'm trying to find out that information. So, it's a funny thing, because they were actually receiving some information. And I said, okay, I'll hold on, so you give it to me. But he said, no, I'm going to give it to you after the call, because you'll just put it right on the call. So, anyway, I'm going to see how good it is after the call, and I'll send it out to you guys. It's good, but... Sometimes they're scared. They get scared when I put stuff direct on the call. Right from, but no, because somebody will know who it came from. But anyway, all right. What's next? I will try and find an answer for you guys. All right.
Any feedback from the store vendors in our on upcoming changes on their products?
Okay, let me ask you a question first. Guys, did Ray sound bad to you guys? I don't know. Nothing he said. I'm just trying to find out, is it just my phone or is it going across to everybody like this?
See.
Somebody let me know because I don't know what you just said. Say it again. Let me see.
Okay, someone in
the says he sounds bad. Yeah, it is bad, so
okay.
It's not me. It's really bad. Really bad. Okay, that's enough text. Okay, that's good. Thanks. All right. As long as it wasn't just me. All right, let's try it again. Okay, that's enough text. I got it.
Yeah, I don't see a way to
I can hear you.
That's
right. I hear you right now. So just go ahead. And do it. That's right.
Okay. Annie Oakley says, "Do you have any updates on whether the screen rates are solid and can be seen? Do you know what the rates are for M, dinar, and dong currency?" Well, we did get a new rate yesterday. The new rate?
You did? Or was it?
Yes, I think yesterday before. And we were going to share it yesterday. No. Yesterday. Anyway. We were told 2 cents, and then it disappeared, and then they couldn't use them at all. The bar was 370, the dong was 57 cents in rupees.
Wait, the dinar was 370? Is that right?
I think that's what it was. 37. The dong was in the 47 cents. And rupee was 70. So that was strange. Yeah, the rupee
was 70. Rupee was 70 cents?
Yeah.
Okay. Your phone is terrible, man. I'm telling you. But I'm going to try to repeat it. See what's up. All right. Let's go.
Okay.
Them was 2 cents. All right, go ahead.
It disappeared.
What's next?
right. Buckles.
And it disappeared, yeah. All right, how many more Buckles. Questions do you have? Yeah.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 5.
All right, let's skip the question because that's going to be too much going back and forth with you. So let's just go to the live people.
All right.
Sounds good. Let me see how they sound. Yeah.
610, first on the list.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man in PA.
Sir?
Hey, G-Man, you got a question?
I don't have a question. I'm just going to keep it real short if I can.
All right, I'll just mess with you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a new month, and there's a new bill to pay. For those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to help pay for the calls. You can do your part by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree, Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and using the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you can make your donation electronically today. Again, Tony, Ray, thank you, gentlemen, for all that you do to help keep this information superstation on the air. Thank you to your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right.
Okay, 805. We're on. 805 area code. You're on. 805.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey. Sorry. Something happened. I don't know what. Hey, the question I have is, first of all, thanks so much for doing the call today. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
In the past, you said, you know, our congressmen and our senators have known about this. Who knows about this? Who is aware besides, you know, the head of the Treasury Department and Mr. Trump? But who of our 535 representatives know what's going to happen in this deal?
Well, I don't have an exact list of who under what committee, but I would say a majority of them know about it. Not every single one is involved in it, but enough that our government is going to be well taken care of, and they know what the future is bringing. Yes. Our Armed Services Committee, DOD, Treasury, Secretary of State, I would think they all know what's going to happen.
Okay. That was my only question. That's I just been thinking about that for a couple of weeks and never got to answer the question. So thanks a lot, you guys, and I'll get off the line.
All
right. Thank you, sir.
951. You're on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Tony, are the banks still loaded with cash?
Still have cash. They're going to keep cash because it's Christmas time. It's going to be a lot of shopping, a lot of money moves. So I don't foresee them doing that. At this time of year, they raise their limits anyway. But nobody
okay.
said, hey, they're taking back, you know, boatload of money. So it's not going to happen. So, all right.
Okay, that sounds good. And on the updates, just so I understand, the NAR was 370, the Dong was 47 cents, and the ZIM was 2 cents, and it disappeared. Did I get that right? All of those right?
Right.
It was 370 something. I couldn't understand it right either, but okay.
Oh, okay, we're just in the neighborhood then. Okay, no problem there. Yep. Third question, are you going to be doing a call tomorrow?
It depends on how this call ends. It depends on how this call ends. No, we go back on schedule. I mean, so we'll be on schedule. Hold on, I got to take that back. I don't know what Ray's schedule is for tomorrow. I think he's flying. Are you flying? Oh, no. We'll let you know. We'll put it out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That should do what I have. I appreciate it very much, and you guys have a great day, all right?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. Seven, you're on.
Who?
Here it goes, 707.
Oh, yes. I didn't hear the first part. Yes. Are you there?
Good morning. Yes,
good morning.
Sir.
I have a question about the Zimbabwe. For several weeks, we've heard that it was going to be 50-50 or wasn't going to show up or various negative reports about it, but I haven't heard anything since. As to was any of those things corrected or changed, or what's up with the Zimbabwe?
Where did you hear from?
Yes.
50.
Okay, we can't hear you. You couldn't hear you because you cut out. He said, where did you hear the 50-50 from?
I listened to your TNT every call.
Okay. So you got it confused. We said the Dong had a 50-50 chance after January. But it's okay. So let me explain this to everybody so everybody understands. The banks give us what they're getting. Again, our committee guy gave us what they are submitting in the way they would like to see things go, and then questions, and they call people and say, hey, what's going to happen? So this is what happened with the ZIM. I'm just telling you about the ZIM right now. The ZIM was scheduled to go. It has been for the last 8, 9, 10 years. The ZIM has been included. And I told you I got that information from the Treasury, myself, from a member of the Treasury. So let me say that. These are the notes that we need to have. And these are the two notes, and he always said that, these two notes. So where all the other notes came out, it came from somewhere else. But I know the information that I got. And the rate was supposed to be between 11 cents and 22 cents. And that was a program. And 4 years ago, if it happened, that probably would have happened because that was the plan, doing it. Now, in the meantime, in between time, and everything else that is going on as the world turns, Zimbabwe has changed governments. The leadership is different. The president over here saying, hey, I cannot do what you guys agreed to do with this guy. I can't do that. So they argue back and forth. This was the agreement. He signed it. He said, well, he's not the president now, so it don't mean nothing to me because I can't do it. Kind of like other countries do when presidents change. Well, I'm not doing that. I don't care what he said. So they go in, negotiate, argument. Zimbabwe gets in, and they walk away from the table. And they come back, and then they walk away from the table. And they're trying to figure something out. So they switch the rate. In the meantime, he says, oh, you know, all those gold mines that we're supposed to have, well, we don't really have those either. So they're going and find them. Well, wait a minute, because that's what this deal was based on. those gold mines, those minerals, everything else. So now that's not true. But 4 years ago, everything would have went. It just would have went because that was the agreement. So things do change, just like in business, especially in global economy. Deals are put together, deals are broken, deals are reinstated. That's what the ZIM is as far as they're concerned. Now, our committee guy, says he talked to the person who's in charge of this whole exchange, and she said she's not going to exchange the ZIM. So, and that could very well be. Our bankers, and I got regional vice presidents and vice presidents and everyone else saying, we're going to take the ZIM. So bring it, because we're not leaving anything on the table. They said the ZIM is on the screen and it has a rate, so we're going to take it. And what we're going to do is, now I'm talking about us, me and you, TNT. If we have the ZIM, we're going to take it to the bank and see if we can exchange it. And if we can, glory be to God. And if we can't, okay, I paid $10 for this one and $20 for this one, or I paid $100 for this one, and I gambled $100 that this one piece of paper would get me $16 million. If it does, glory be to God. If it doesn't, it was $100, because now I got my dinar and my dong, and I made millions and millions of dollars with that. Or I made hundreds of thousands of dollars with that. However it is, that's going to be the reality when it comes time for us to go exchange. That's it. Nothing you can do about it, nothing I can do about it. We're just in the game. We don't control the game. We don't dictate the game. We're just happy to participate. And let's get paid at the end. Okay? That's all I can do. That makes sense?
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Thank you. Is there any limit? Like one note or 10 notes or any kind of limit put on the, just take what you've
okay.
got?
I'm taking it all because, yes, they tried to set limits. Before they said it wasn't going, they tried to tell us there was going to be limits, right? Only 10 per person. Only this out, only $1 billion is the most you can get. And now they're saying they're not going to do it at all. So step by step. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to my appointment with everyone that I have.
Okay. I really appreciate you explaining that because we've just heard bits and pieces and never got a follow-up on it or didn't know where it was headed. So I really do appreciate you taking the time to explain that again. So thank you very much.
No problem. That's what we do. All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
All right. You have a good day. You too. Okay, Ray.
Okay. 360, you are up.
360, that's me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, sir. Well. Sorry, I'm out in the country and we have a visitor, so the dog's going nuts. He's Molly. Tony, so in your heart of hearts, you think that this is really going to happen?
Okay. This is in my heart of hearts. I want everybody to listen. Everybody listen to this. I know that our banking system is ready to go. I know the CBI is ready to go. They both have said, we are ready to go. Let's get this thing started. I know that Iran wants the defense in the interior and the U.S. wants the defense in the interior to shut Iran down, and Iran wants it for survival. And that's a war that's going to have to be fought. Somewhere in there, either going to go with these five guys and do this, or Mahdi's going to have to choose which side he's going to be on, the U.S. side or the Iranian side, and it's going to go from there. I know last year at this time, they tried to push this through, and I went through that with you for Black Friday to right before Christmas to the last week in January, first week in February. I know they're going to do that again because Iraq wants it to go through. And that is the plan. My guy, who I talked to CBI this morning, said we'll see it by the end of the year because that's the plan. He said, quit worrying. They're just doing this. So hopefully we'll see it by the end of the year. I also know that if we don't see it by the end of the year, for any reason, that they're going to try it the first 15 days in January because that's what they've done every year. And I'm hoping one of those go through. So if I look at it right now, I'm seeing 45 days at least. I know they're going to try it three or four times within there, but if they get the ministers done publicly, everybody agrees it's going to sell right through. I know they took the next step, which is what they did by making it global, as they put it, international, with rates for everybody to see. So they wouldn't have to flip the rate and then put it up there, but it's already going in every country where it's supposed to go, and all those rates are supposed to go through. Not what these idiots keep telling you. It started over in Hong Kong. It started in China. It's coming this way. They're getting paid. They're already doing their exchanges. Bullshit. What's going to happen is they're going to flip the switch, and every one of those countries' rate is going to change instantly. Now, anybody with common sense knows, but especially with the GCR, so many rates are going to adjust with this. These countries are doing trades, not just Forex trades. They're doing market trades. They're doing stock trades. They're doing mineral trades. I mean, we have our own global traders. Each country has that are doing trades. They can't get caught in a trade. I just traded for $5, and I look over here, and now it's $10. They all have to change together at the same time. For any idiot that's out there telling you something else, he's an idiot. Okay. Somebody told me I shouldn't use that word, but what's my favorite word? Okay, sorry.
I don't know if it helps. I don't know if it helps. There's moron, imbecile, and idiot. So there's three different ways you can insult somebody's intelligence. It just depends on how bad you want to get. Just as a point.
I want to get too short bad. No, that's right. Somebody will get that.
You got a good thing, and that is something that it's a reoccurring theme, obviously, as long as this hasn't happened, is that maintaining a focus on the prize and not losing sight of what will happen is the key to not only allowing yourself to survive this process, but thrive in the process. And so those, I think...
That's all we can do is control what we can control, right?
While that's we're trying exactly
to
right.
take
exactly.
care of something that's out of our control. We look
right.
at it, we watch, we hope, we pray, and say, you know what? It's going to happen. And that's the moment I get to be in control, so I need to be ready for that.
Amen.
That's it.
Yep. Amen. That's exactly right.
Okay.
Hey, gentlemen, have
All
a
right.
great day.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 865.
Hi, Ray, and hi, Tony. Appreciate the call and further clarifications. I will try not to waterboard. You had mentioned, Tony, that your Iraqi contact... and then you kind of made it a little bit more specific. Your CBI contact was assuring you not to worry that we will see it before, and you also said, or by the end of the year. So it sounds like he is trying to really calm any concerns that you have. Has he given you any reason to think that it could be sooner than the end of the year, so that we could, in fact, have the best Christmas holiday, Yuletide holiday in, you know, that we've ever encountered? What say you?
He didn't give me any specific day. He basically said what I said. I tell you, stop worrying. It's done. You're going to see it, or you should see it by the end of the year. So the ministers have been done. They've been named. The names have gone out. The names have come back. It's just actually Tish and somebody else yesterday both sent me a, I hope she don't mind that I left her out, sent me a list with all eight names of the ministers. That's
right.
Like that. I said, they know who they are. So they still didn't want the defense guy is the biggest hang up. But defense and interior have the most power. That's why they're fighting for them so hard.
Right.
But I can't see anybody winning in that because U.S. and Iran, you know, both want those two positions. And that's what the whole, because they control the country. And that's their goal, is to control the country. So we're just going to have to wait and see.
And the banks, you were referencing that you had not heard anything specific from the banks at this particular point. So it's safe to say that they are not necessarily in high alert at this point?
No, I don't think they would be in high alert because I would have received that phone call already if they were.
Right, right.
But they know, they said that they again are saying the same thing. We've done everything. We've trained everybody. I mean, they were on alert at one time because they thought it was going to go. But like I told you guys, I think a couple weeks ago, every time they say they're going to vote on the ministers, the banks get ready. And they're saying, this is it. As soon as they do, we get to go. Iraq just never does.
Well, it's interesting. There's a video that's currently out there posted on one of the Iraqi sites. And the only thing that comes through in English is saying that the MPs are chanting Sylvie, S-I-L-V-I, our decision is Iraqi. And that's it. And of course, if we understood what they were actually saying, we might have a better idea of what's happening with the MPs. So I don't know if Sylvie is one that you've heard as a potential, you know, ministerial candidate.
I don't know what Sylvie means, but I do know that's part of the decision. They're saying they don't want the Americans to choose for them. They don't want the American influence. They don't want the Iranian influence. It's like the North is, you know, okay, we agree with Americans, and that's whose side we're going to be in. The South, or vice versa, we agree with the Iranians, and actually even they don't. Bother them, all that, they want them out. But Maliki has their power, but it's kind of splitting the country in two. And the problem is, who wins that? And they're saying, we don't want either of them win. We want to make our own decisions.
Right.
We want to be our own country. Now, it's great for the citizens to want that, because that is what they want. And that's what they were in the street saying. But unfortunately, the people who make the decisions, Maliki and Mahdi and Manal, are doing their own corrupt thing to keep their own head on their shoulders.
Yes, I guess time will tell what exactly is happening. And you know me, 10 days from whenever is when we're going to have our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. I'd sure like to think that it's going to be in 2018 that we get this started, however. So time's running short. We'll see. We'll see. But appreciate
right.
your giving us the info. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye bye.
Oh, you too.
Okay, 509.
You know, there's so much stuff going on here. I'm going to have to pass this time. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye.
574, you are on.
Hey, who was that?
Can you hear me okay?
Oh. 574.
Oh, yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Okay. Pretty good.
I'm super fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing real good. We're here at the hospital supporting a friend who had surgery, so we came out in numbers so she can have some support. Everything went well. Question is, in regards to that announcement that was made about the invitation exchange, the question I have about that is, from what you know regarding the information that was given you, are they about done with those exchanges of what you know of, or is that something that's still going on?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't talk to him this morning or yesterday to see, but it went on for, I mean, 2 weekends in a row. I do know that.
Okay.
Ray, did you get an update on that?
No, no update.
Okay. Is that something that was actually expected? Because it's the first time that I've heard of. I've never heard of that terminology before anyway, but is that something that was expected this time around?
I didn't expect it, but it was happening, and I didn't expect that, you know, Reno always does something, or somebody saying they're doing something. But when I can get it, my guys can pretty much say, okay, then this is going on. Especially when I have somebody fly out there and participate in it. What really got me, though, was that they were not just doing it in Reno, but it was San Francisco, what was the other two spots? I can't remember. Oh, Raleigh, North Carolina, San Francisco, Reno. And there's one other place I can never remember. But anyway, they had 4 locations that they were doing it at. So
okay. Well, definitely keep us up to date on that if that continues to permeate around. That'll be interesting to hear if it continues or not. Because to me, it sounds like if that continues, then all that does is just get us closer to the goal that we're all waiting for. So that's pretty much all I have today. Appreciate you guys coming on. And did you guys ever know what happened to the older gentleman who would call in? He was putting a deposit every week on the Ferrari. Haven't heard from him in quite some time.
I guess he put enough to drive off. I don't know.
Exactly. Okay, well, you guys take care. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
We can get you in. 214 area code. 214.
Are you saying 214?
Yes.
214, yes.
Hi, Ray. This is Kevin, 972. Hi, Tony. This is my first time getting to speak with you. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Wait, what's your name?
Kevin, 972.
Did you say heaven?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Ooh-wee. Okay, then. Well, we don't know who named you, but okay, then. Look. Okay.
I've been wanting to speak with you. I don't know how long. And I want to piggyback also on do you think that you will have one of your meetings here in Texas, in Dallas?
Who, me?
I don't know. You know, Texas is kind of a backwards place to be trying to do anything. Oh, no. Oh, you meant Ray, yeah. Ray might do that.
No, but I think she's talking to you because we've talked before.
She was talking about a meet and greet. Yeah, she's talking about a meet and greet.
A meet and greet and one of your courses as well.
Oh, see? Yeah, definitely. That's a question for me, but... Yeah, we could talk about that on open mic.
Okay, perfect. Now, also, I wanted to ask, in regards to the Zen, you said that it went down to 2 and then the mount left the screen, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, but that does not mean necessarily that it's not going to go, but at this point, you're saying it is going, it may go, but take it anyway. Bring it in, no matter what.
That's what I would do. I mean,
okay.
You already paid for it. You might as well take it in and try and see.
I agree with that completely because I plan on taking every bit of what I have in. And also, your recommendation is to go ahead and try and get the contract rate regardless. And if they say no, now would you wait to exchange your currency to wait for a larger amount, or what would your suggestions be?
Okay, I'm going for the contract rate, right? Cause that's what I want, because nothing's going to be higher than that. So in order for me to get the contract rate, I got to go right in because they're going to go out. Now, if they tell me I can't have the contract rate, I don't qualify for it for some reason or something else, then the first thing I'm going to try and do is, while I'm there with my money, is negotiate a rate that I feel I can live with. If we can't do that, then I'm going to reschedule an appointment as I watch the rate go up to where I feel comfortable. Now I'm getting something out of this. More than the standard rate or the street rate, but Forex has pushed it up, something has happened, and I want to get those few dollars more, which will make it hundreds of thousands or more or millions or more based on what I have. That's how you do it. So you can't be greedy. You can't just say, I mean, I got a guy, and I hope he's listening too, because he's a knucklehead, and he's a preacher, and I know you're not supposed to talk about preachers, but anyway, he told me, Tony, and I got some other friends right there too who supposedly are intelligent guys with degrees and all this other stuff, and they said, Tony, I don't care what you say. Just like that. I don't care what you say. If it comes out at a dollar, I'm at the bank. Comes out to you, I'm at the bank. And they just going to get their money. But they're going to lose so much more because they don't have patience, opportunity to, or everybody thinks that this is such a fantasy that when it happens, they got to run and bust right through the door and get the money before they wake up and the dream is over. It's not going to work like that, guys. The smart people are going to take their time. They're going to look at things. They're going to look at that Forex when it hits there. They're going to see how fast it's going up, what kind of reaction, and they're going to base their business and their life on that. If I can't get the 2850 out the door, then I need to wait and see what the world does so I can get my best shot. Because it's my only shot, right? Doesn't that make sense?
Yes, I agree with that completely. That's what I'm planning on doing as well. Now, when I'm writing out my business plan, do you think one page or two pages should suffice?
Your business plan? What do you need a business plan for?
For the contract rate.
You do not need a business plan. My favorite word, put that out there. So you guys, you got to go in there with proof of what you're doing with the money and all that. That is not required to get the contract rate.
Okay.
Whoever's telling you that, they'll have a clue what they're talking about. It is not a requirement to get the rate. Okay.
You just need to know what it is that you're doing and then able to show them what you're
wanting
to do.
They don't need to know anything. No, they don't. No, you don't. It's your money when you get it. I want to get the contract rate because it's supposed to be available to every citizen, not every, but a certain percentage. You don't have to justify. Is it available?
Okay.
This is how much I have. I'm first in the door. Can I get it? Now, you say, hey, I want to get it, and I want to leave 50% of it here. I want to leave 30% here. I want to invest it with your bank. All those things will encourage them to give it to you. Well, yeah, if you're going to do that, let me make sure I give it to you to do that. But there's no requirement for it.
Oh, okay. That clears it up a lot for me. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. I'm clear on it now. So I'm so glad I had the opportunity to speak to you both. And Ray, I'll be speaking to you hopefully a little later.
All right, thank you.
514, you're on. 514 area code. 514. Okay. 312 area code.
Well, hello, Mr. Raven. How are you today, sir?
Hey. Fantastic. And yourself?
Good. I'm doing very well, thank you. And good morning, Tony. How are you? Well, good afternoon to you all.
Good morning. Oh, okay. I'm super fantastic. What's going on with you? How come you always driving? You an Uber driver or something?
I'm not driving. I'm on public transportation. I'm riding on the bus. So I'm never driving because I don't have a vehicle.
Oh,
okay. She does some driving, though.
Watch yourself.
Different kind of driving.
Oh. Okay.
Okay,
that's some open mic stuff. Go ahead.
No, we're gonna do, crazy.
We're gonna leave that. We're gonna leave that open mic stuff alone. But actually, you answered my question. I was wondering about them being globally traded now, but you did break that down because I was probably one of those who thought that meant that, you know, they're being globally traded. That we can go to some other country, you know, and exchange on it. And I also assumed that if they're being globally traded, it was at another rate other than the 1190 program rate. So you explained that, you broke it down, and I just appreciate the way that you do that, the way that you take time and patience and really go into explaining and giving examples so that I can understand it. So I do appreciate that. But that was my concern when
okay.
I heard that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. Well, that's it, guys. You all have a great afternoon. And we'll talk to you on our next call whenever it is, tomorrow, Friday, Monday, whenever it is, we'll be here. Thank you for all that you do.
All right. Go tell that driver, bus driver, I said let you drive. Yeah.
No. No. Not no big old Big Ben bus. No.
Okay.
All right. Have a good
right.
day.
Thank
four
you. I will.
Three.
I feel better.
Okay. Thank you. All four
right.
three. Sorry about that. Four three.
Four what?
443 area code.
Four what three? We're missing the middle number.
443.
Hello?
Oh, 443. There you go.
Yes.
Hey, yes.
Okay, great. Just two quick questions. All right, the first question is, Tony, I understand that the vote or whatever was supposed to be taking place today, then they was going to vote on 5, then it was moved to 5 o'clock. Okay, so that's the 5. Is there another date where they're going to vote on the other 3 that has been published already?
I don't know. I don't even know if they actually voted on the 5 because the article came out after the 5 saying that they got up and walked out. So I'm not even sure they voted on the 5 or not. Even though we got that in the beginning. Let me think. Let me think. They walked out. Did they postpone it for another date? I'll have to go back and try and find it. Sorry. I can't remember another date right now. Tisha, tell me in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, I will, huh? Oh, yeah. It's moved to Thursday. There it is, see?
Okay, so it's moved to Thursday for the 5 or for all 8, or does it say?
It says the next session is Thursday. Yeah. He left, cabinet is not set, and the next session is moved to Thursday. So,
okay.
I mean, you know, it's Iraq. It depends on who puts the paper out, Maliki or Mahdi, and what they're going to say in it. It's kind of like, you know, you watch Fox or CNN. I mean, the same building's burning, but one of them is burning up, the other one is burning down.
Right. All right. So I guess we'll just have to wait between now and Thursday, see if the other articles say whether or not they're going to vote on just the 5 or if they're going to try to vote on all 8. All right. I got you on that. All right. Mm-hmm. So my last question is, on previous calls, we were hearing the possibility that from your committee member that if Zim does not go by the end of the year, that it may perhaps go into the second basket. If that is the case, like you have said before, Tony, on other issues, who does that make sense to? They're going to allow us to exchange, make all this money, and then put them in a second basket, even if they gave us a fraction of a cent. Does that make sense now that everybody is awake and aware?
It doesn't make sense. But here's the thing, guys, in what you're saying. So we haven't told you the seven countries that are in the other basket, or nine, I think it's nine, that are in the, supposed to be in the second basket. But even if you bought them at their regular rate today, and you had millions and millions, like you guys know, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, and we went and bought, let's say these 100 trillion notes are no good. Yeah, but we went and bought their regular currency they have right now. What kind of killing would we make on that when we know that the goal was to have the ZIM up to equal with the dollar? That's in writing. It's in writing over there. It's in writing here. Their goal is to have the ZIM equal the U.S. dollar. Now, if I can get it at 2 cents, 5 cents, or whatever it is right now, and now that I'm a millionaire, multimillionaire, I can go buy all their denominations and just sit back and make 20 times my money. And guess what?
Exactly.
I can sit another 10 years and wait for that to happen and be just as happy as I did these 10 years. So, yes, who does that make sense to? Only, you know, the trigger people not going to pay attention. They figure that the majority of us are toothless crackheads, and instead of doing something looking towards the future and creating a legacy, we're going to go out and spend all this money by Christmas or by spring or as soon as we get it, and we're not going to have a plan. But our goal for 10 years has been what? Make a plan, work a plan. That's what we're doing. We're going to get our money. We got our plan. We're going to work our plan. We're going to invest for our future. That's one of the ways we can do it. Okay? If they do that, and I've already said it, hey, if they like it, I love it. Trust me, I'm all in. Let's do it either way. If you give me that opportunity, I'm all in.
Okay, yeah, that was my only question because, honestly, that just did not make sense to me. I mean, even if somebody was to take 25% of their earnings and invested it in just buying them at the current rate it is today if it didn't RV. And just even if we sat for 10, 15 years, it's just ridiculous of what it would turn out to be simply because they wouldn't allow it to go now.
Yep. So, okay. But we know it will eventually have to go, that's for sure. It will have to go.
Okay. I guess I'll have to go ahead
all
and
right,
put them voting in the house and just set that in there. But that was it. I appreciate the time, gentlemen.
All righty. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 503, you're on.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm great. I'm sorry I couldn't meet you guys down in Sacramento. Sounds like you had a great time.
Yes, we did.
You had a great time.
Fantastic. Well, I know we're on time. Real quick, have you heard anything about currency or money that came out of the G20 meeting down in South America?
I haven't actually heard anything that came out of the G20 except for Trump was talking to Putin on the side deal that Trump and China are going to work out a deal. We have to the end of the year to do that. And that Trump was working with Saudi over there to add pressure to Iran while he was over there. And that they've agreed to redo the WTO. And that the U.S. was the only country who still has not signed off on the climate agreement. So that's all I heard coming out of the G20.
Okay, I read a little intelligent briefing I got that there was some meeting that they had with the English and the French and China and the U.S. and regarding currency, and I didn't know if that related to the the RV or not. It was very vague what they stated, so I appreciate that. And the other thing is Iran fired off a mid-range missile on Saturday, and apparently that's got a whole bunch of people in up in irons. Is contributing to the problems we're having with the RV being delayed?
That wouldn't have anything to do with it. Iran is not in it any longer. Their currency is not in it. And they're not going to get it except through the use of the dinar. None of that's going to restrict it. The only thing with Iran is we thought everybody would reduce their oil production because of what was going on with Iran, and they didn't. That's the only thing they can control is what their output, who they're selling it to. Other than that, their economy is being forced the other way just by the sanctions that we put on them. Now, you guys got to know, everybody doesn't agree with the U.S. anymore. It's not like it used to be when we just say, let's do something, and they would just do it to be happy to be with us. Now people are having their own mind, their own opinions, and, well, we don't completely agree with that, so things are going to be harder on both them and us, to tell you the truth, not only to get it done, but how it's going to affect our economy and the global economy. So, you know, I was looking at this cartoon because we're talking about G20 and everything else yesterday when there was a little cartoon that comes in the paper. There was a lady standing at an airport waiting to get her ticket, and the guy said, where? And she said, I don't know. Any country that's not mad at us. He's like, I don't know where you going. I don't know. Anyway, it's
there's
kind
a little micro island. We're down in the South Pacific, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. The only thing that I was thinking is apparently the Britain and France are calling Iran in because that their firing of that missile breached their treaty that they had that was drafted back in, I think, 2015. And they're taking it before the United Nations, and they at that point, supposedly, more sanctions could roll out. And I just didn't know if that would stir up the Shiites that were in Iraq and create more international problems that could, you know, potentially delay the RV for the rest of the world. That was what I was trying to figure
out.
No,
a lot of the Iraqis over there don't want the Iranians ones because they're figuring the same thing. The U.S. isn't, you know, military not in the street forcing things down their throat. Iran has military walking the street over there. Call the military or the People's Army, some of them mess, but they have been doing that. Iran has people over there that are taking their government positions, supporting Iran, doing things the way Iran wants it done. So there's that influence. I mean, it's like the mayor on up. That's what they want out. They want Iran to stop trying to tell them how to run their country. They want the Iranian people out of their politics. Because we're not really in their politics where they can see. They know we're dictating and influence. So it's a little bit different where I don't like your ideas and your mindset besides I don't like you standing across the street staring at me. Those are two different dislikes, you know. and they have that one. So that's what Iraq is doing. And guys, I mean, realistically, as human beings, everybody wants to be able to control their own life. You know, I mean, I really feel sorry for Iraq right now because they have two influences demanding things from them, pull them apart, but yet tell them to grow up and stand up on your own two feet, but not till I say you can. That's a hard life.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Well, I appreciate it very much, and thank you for coming in today, gentlemen. Appreciate the information. Blessings to you now.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Hello.
Let's see. That's another 503. You're back. Yes.
Hi. Hi, this is Hi. Oregon. Listen, I'm concerned about the Vietnamese, and this thing doesn't make sense to me that they would be left out of the RV for a number of reasons. I'm not even convinced that we have paid their reparations, and I think it's a kind of a slim excuse. And I'm wondering if you think that the friendliness now with Xi, the Chinese president, would be conducive to the Vietnamese dong being maintained in the RV. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are, if you want to pay somebody some reparations, what about me? How about that? Pay me some.
Yeah. But yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. Okay. China requested that Vietnam be put in the DCR.
Uh-huh.
I feel very, very comfortable that the dong is going to go. I'm not even concerned with it. I mean, I'm just really not. Whether it was the end of this month or first part of next month, it's going to go. This is not, they didn't put together this whole GCR, all these global currencies, get all these countries involved just to do the dinar. That's what they didn't do. And this could have been done years ago if that was the case. Like when George Bush first did it, said it was over, it could have just been over. If we just worried about Iraq and the dinar. So there were so many other chefs in the kitchen, everybody trying to cook the greatest meal ever. You understand that, right? I mean,
yes.
People putting different parts in there that this is taking so long, and you can't go back and take it out. I mean, the cake is baked. What am I going to take out? The sugar, the flour, the cinnamon? I mean, whatever. I can't go back and take it out once it's done. So D&D will be just fine. And China is. This is just business as we do country to country every time. It's just a different person negotiating at the table now. They know it. Here's the thing with the U.S. That's what everybody knows. Every country knows. Because of who we are, they know they can do any kind of agreement, and especially now as we've seen less of them, because it's only for 4 years. This guy's out, somebody else will be in there, we'll do something different next time. Can we live with this for 4 years? Where does this put us at? We're going to argue, fuss, and fight, but in the end, I mean, right now, China deal, I mean, Trump got 2 years left. They can look at it and say, agree to anything. Next 2 years, he's gone. Or next 2 years, he's not. We might have to live with him, but that's it. Nothing is permanent in the U.S. Because the most they got to live with something is 8 years before they come back and let's do something different. Dictators, those guys have unlimited re-elections they can go through. That's a different deal. That's why it's so easy to negotiate with the U.S.
The other
and
thing
China, as we know, has got a lifetime deal. So he'll be there forever.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is I had sent this to Ray, one of the people that is in my small group. Well, I've got two people in the small group. One is from Vietnam, and she recently went over to Vietnam, I want to say 6 months ago, to visit relatives. She said the price of goods was the same as it was in the U.S., and it was absolutely strangling the people over there, the increase in the price of goods, which I thought was really interesting. And she visits frequently. So, you know, about every 6 months she goes over to see a great-grandmother over there. And then, so that's a piece of information. And then my friend from Texas was talking about 3 years ago to someone affiliated with oil, which doesn't take much in Texas, since there's a whole lot of people affiliated with oil on a rig or whatever, you know. But anyway,
yep.
He was casual conversation, and this was before she was even, you know, had even purchased any any dong or anything. She wasn't even aware of what was going on in the currency world. But anyway, so she's talking to him and asking him, well, you know, what about exploration, you know, kind of like, well, what's going on with the oil and where are you looking at and that kind of thing. And he said, well, quite frankly, he said, we're really looking at Vietnam. He said, because we found there's a lot of oil underneath the ground there. And he said, up until recently, the oil companies have been shut out because they didn't want to have their shoreline contaminated because of the fishing industry over there. And they were really concerned about the environmental things and basically said, if you can figure out how to drill without affecting the environment, and particularly the shoreline and also our soil, then come back to us. But until then, you know, stay out. Well, apparently they have figured out a way, so they think, to go down and drill for oil without contaminating the soil or the coastline. But that was like 3 years ago, and we haven't heard anything since. So the whole thing about oil and Vietnam may be actually true. That was kind of what I was getting from that. So they may not have just suddenly found oil. I think that they knew that oil was there for a long time. They just couldn't, the country just wasn't going to give them drilling rights. So having said all that, it sounds pretty good to me. I just think that this whole thing, I mean, that's like cutting off your nose to spite your face. If you're banking on, if you're the U.S. and you're banking on, having this currency in your treasury to build up your own reserves, why in the world wouldn't you include as many currencies that are viable as possible? That just doesn't make sense.
And they will.
Everybody out, yeah.
And remember, the dong came at China's request.
I know.
Because they couldn't get the dinar, because they happened to buy it from us. But we know Vietnam is actually China's workforce, too, or their workforce. So to revalue their currency and let them actually start spending money on their own products if they cost the same thing as they do here, because that would give them great buying power and change their own industry as well, their own lives. So it'll be a good thing. And it'll happen. I'm really not concerned about the dog.
Yeah, I'm not either. And just as a sideline, this is just a sideline. My husband was over there on a project, I want to say, about 8 years ago for a chip manufacturer. And he said that he hadn't, and he's traveled a lot. He's been all over the world on projects. And he said he had never met a nicer group of people than the Vietnamese. He said it was just amazing, the kindness and the generosity. And he said it was, he said from the most common people up to the people that were, you know, in elected offices. He said it was just, he said it was an amazing experience. So just wanted to pass that on. Kind of a good thing. Thank you so much again. Thank you.
All right. I think it is a good thing. I think everybody should go travel, see the world, see some other people and how they live. Because you'll find you'll be pleasantly surprised. Okay?
Well, he was.
All right, thank
you,
ma'am. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, Ray, before we get off, I need to say one more thing. I need to say one more thing first. I want to say Tao. Tao showed up at our meet and greet. He's from Michigan, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's from Michigan. Right. He's Vietnamese, guys. He flew out here, and everybody was so proud of him. I just met the guy. He taught himself English. Right, Ray? He taught himself English.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you, out of that whole room, everybody was great. But this man was the most loving man you could see. He's so appreciative and so glad to be a part of this. And I'm just going to tell him a special, how I appreciate it and it was great meeting you, and I can't wait to see you in Vegas. I got to give him that. Okay?
Okay.
I know he's listening.
All right.
So. All right, we're done?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, guys, we're still alive. It's still moving forward. The fact that, yes, it went global, as they want to say it, or international, is a great thing to us. It lets us know exactly what countries we're looking at. It's one other step they didn't have to do when they made the announcement, because it's now done, and it's one step closer to the announcement. We're going to find out later this afternoon if the articles are true, if they picked the five or they didn't, if the whole thing is waiting until Thursday. And so when I get some kind of confirmation on that, we'll tweet it out. And I know my guy was getting some information. We were on the phone when we started this call. So if it's something really great, I'll be sending it out to you in the next 5-10 minutes. So stay tuned for that, all right? With that, enjoy the rest of my day. I'm going to enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to enjoy mine. And Ray will send out a tweet in the morning and let you guys know what we plan on doing tomorrow. All right. Talk to you later. All right, Ray.
Thank you, everyone. That's going to do it for a terrific Tuesday. Keep believing. We should.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it.
About your future.
Man, I love that song. I love that song.
Enjoy, everyone. Happy holidays to you. That's going to wrap up this session. It's fantastic. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap.